Hello, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, ma'am, and I'm not about to ask you for a donation. May I speak to Lori?
Vicky.
Lori, would you take a few minutes to do a survey?
Sure.
Okay. It's Lori Scott. Am I speaking to Lori?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona, Lori?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? Right direction or
no.
Wrong track? Okay.
Right direction.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to...
No, I know. Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, your sex is male, female? This is just the questions that the survey's asked.
Female.
Thank you. And what year were you born?
63.
Okay. Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian?
White.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, which 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. Now, the first statement is more good-paying jobs, 1 to 5.
5.
Okay. Better public transportation options?
4.
Okay. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities?
4.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance?
4.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options?
4.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done. Thank you for your patience. Lori, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too few.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too few.
Too few? Thinking about, okay, thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of businesses in Levine. Would you like to see more restaurants, bars, entertainment? Yes, strongly, or yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Home goods, stores, and other retail stores like Target. Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
Okay. Doctors, offices, and hospitals. Strongly, somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets?
No.
Okay. Dollar stores and discount stores?
No, there's a lot.
Okay. And in your own words, Lori, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen?
Nice sit-down restaurants.
Thank you. Anything else you would like to?
Movie theater.
Thank you. The restaurants and theaters. Okay.
Nice sit-down restaurant, not fast food.
Nice sit-down restaurant. Yes, I did. I put that down.
Okay.
Let's see. All right. Now, switching gears a bit. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I don't think it's a problem with everything that they're building.
Okay. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much is it cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem?
I don't know. I own my home, so I don't know.
We can skip that one.
I haven't been looking at homes, so.
All right. We'll go to the next. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no. If you would like to see more or of the kind of housing in Laveen, would you like to see more of a single family detached homes? Yes, strongly.
Yes.
Okay. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yes.
Okay. Townhouses or attached homes? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay. Housing options for seniors?
Don't know that there are any.
You can say yes strongly, yes somewhat, no.
Yes somewhat.
Okay. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years?
36 years.
More than 20 years? Okay.
Yeah.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we're almost done. I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Now, let's see, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Strongly favor, somewhat favor, or somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
I don't care.
No, it's strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes.
Favor.
Okay. Let's see. Would that be strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Somewhat opposed. Okay.
Yeah.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. And repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Thank you. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for aesthetical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? high school?
Vocational.
Okay. Like college?
Not college, but vocational training.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
I graduated high school and went into school in the Navy. So.
Oh, that's great. Okay, I'll go ahead and put the vocational one. Let's see. It says non-college post high school, including vocational, technical, or trade school. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, or more
that
than
one.
This one? Okay. The last one. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Lori.
Thank you, Lori. Well, thank you so much for being so patient with me. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a wonderful evening.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.